The top 10. The 19th century. The Russians. An introduction. Short stories have always been a sort of instant access into an author's brain, their soul and heart. A few pages can lift our lives into locations, people and experiences with a sweep of landscape, narration, feelings and emotions that are difficult to achieve elsewhere. In this series, we try to offer up tried and trusted top tens across many different themes and authors. But any anthology will immediately throw up the questions, why that story? Why that author? The theme itself will form the boundaries for our stories, which range from well-known classics, newly told, to stories that modern times have overlooked, but perfectly exemplify the theme. Throughout the volume, our authors, whether of instant recognition or new to you, are all leviathans of literature. Some you may disagree with, but they will get you thinking about our choices and about those you would have made. If this volume takes you on a path to discover more of these miniature masterpieces, then we will have all gained something. In the vast empire of the Russians, literature was a way to exchange ideas, values and cultures. Yet each author, each story, each character is an individual example of a journey that story by story has transformed the glimmering arc of its literature.
How Much Land Does a Man Need? By Leo Tolstoy. 1. An elder sister came to visit her younger sister in the country. The elder was married to a tradesman in town, the younger to a peasant in the village. As the sisters sat over their tea talking, the elder began to boast of the advantages of town life, saying how comfortably they lived there, how well they dressed, what fine clothes her children wore, what good things they ate and drank, and how she went to the theatre, promenades, and entertainments. The younger sister was piqued, and in turn disparaged the life of a tradesman, and stood up for that of a peasant. "I would not change my way of life for yours," said she. "We may live roughly, but at least we are free from anxiety. You live in better style than we do, but though you often earn more than you need, you are very likely to lose all you have. You know the proverb, loss and gain are..."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?